The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for September is Key Life with Steve Brown. Based in Key West, Florida, Steve Brown has been teaching on KCIS since the early 80s. He's a seminary professor, and besides hosting a daily teaching show on KCIS, he also hosts Steve Brown Etc. Saturday nights at 11. It's an entertaining hour of conversation about the culture. Hear Key Life with Steve Brown weekday mornings at 6:30 and his program Steve Brown Etc. Saturday nights at 11. Recently, Steve Brown was talking about the methods that the Apostle Paul used to defend the faith.
We're looking at Paul's defense in the 24th chapter of Acts before the Roman ruler Felix. The charges have been brought by a hired gun lawyer, and Paul, in most of this chapter, simply makes his defense before Felix. And we've seen some things. He had a simple truth. He refused to compromise. He was free. But there's something else that I want you to see that's kind of cool, and I don't want you to miss it. I would have you notice that when we stand before a crazy world and make our defense, we've got to be as innocent as doves and as wise as serpents. The Apostle Paul was extremely shrewd. Now, if you read this text again, and I'm not going to read it to you again, Paul makes a reference that seems kind of out of place. Why did he do it? What was it about? Paul said it was about the resurrection and believing that people live forever. Now, that didn't have anything to do with his defense. But why did he say it? Because there was a major division among the Jews over that particular doctrine. If you read the 23rd chapter of Matthew, you're reading Jesus comments negative about Pharisees. And evangelicals are kind of like Pharisees. We're about as near as you can get to that if we compare ourselves with the New Testament people. The Pharisees believed in angels. We believe in angels. The Pharisees believed in verbal plenary inspiration, and we believe in verbal plenary inspiration. The Pharisees accepted the Bible as God's word, and we accept the Bible as God's word. The Pharisees believed in miracles, and we believe in miracles. So when you read the 23rd chapter of Matthew, don't read it before you go to bed because it's extremely negative. Jesus calls the Pharisees whitewashed tombs. So that'd be kind of like us. And Paul knew that. And Paul knew that the Sadducees and the other Jews did not believe in immortality. But Jesus had come back from the dead and said we could too. And when Paul makes reference to that particular fact, he is driving a wedge between his adversaries. Now that sounds like a very, very smart preacher. And that's what the Apostle Paul was. You know, one of the things that we need as people in the church is to be wiser than the people who aren't in the church, more balanced than people who are not in the church, shrewder than people who are not in the church. That ought to be a mark of a Christian. And you see it in the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul knows when to speak. He knows how to speak. He knows what will offend people. He knows what won't offend people. He has the truth, and he knows it, and he knows how to present it to get results because he's street smart.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for September is Key Life with Steve Brown. Hear Key Life with Steve Brown weekday mornings at 6:30 and his program Steve Brown Etc. Saturday nights at 11.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.